Welcome back, friends. Today and for the next few episodes, Mike and I will have the privilege of looking at Proverbs 10. So you might... Welcome back, friends. Mike is going to do us the honor and pleasure of reading Proverbs 10, whichever version you like.
Yeah, I'll read the King James version this time.
Okay. All right, we'll get the Reverend Scobie out then.
All right. Unless you'd prefer, do you have a preference for which version I read? Because I have the ESV, but I'm happy to read the King James. I think it's sounds a little more poetic sometimes.
It does. It does. And I think every so often, I think it is good. This is a good time to talk about. The King James Version is a fundamental version for the English-speaking world, just like the Lutheran Bible is, foundational to the Germanic-speaking people. And it was certainly well-known, and I mean well-known, by our founding fathers who wrote the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and this republic form of government we have here in the United States, and which is copied worldwide. So to keep connection and familiarity with these other documents and the other train of thought, I think it is nothing beats reading the King James. That seems like an odd thing to say, but I think in these times of constitutional questions, having a sense of reading the Constitution with ease is invaluable. So that's my that motivates me sometimes to pick up the King James, even though the ESV, if you want to get more to, it's saying or whatever, that absolutely has a place. Right. But we're going to see language and words and description and like this business of juxtaposition of words and nominal juxtaposition and a chiasmus and all of this. We see that kind of thinking and structure within the Constitution. Okay.
That's brilliant. All right. Proverbs 10, King James Version. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think the Lord's words can stand on their own.
Absolutely.
Till then, my friends, fides adoratio.